Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon. Today is April 7th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit News, your destination monthly for everything about the guide, the radio station, and more. We're really excited to be here with you today. We will be having the lovely Richard Weber join us to talk about the Great Lakes Astrology Conference, but he hasn't called in yet. So I think that we will just jump into a little bit about the magazine and everything that's kind of going on for the month of April until he calls in. So I would like to welcome Melanie.
Hello.
Who's sitting next to me and works here at the Guide. And Melanie does everything. She does marketing, advertising, ad design, Facebook design, web page design. She's also helps Penny put together the magazine every month that comes out so lovely. Didn't you design the cover for last month too?
Yes, for April.
Yes, for April. She designed the cover. So the beautiful blue cover you see that makes you want to go to Florida. Yep, that was all Mel. So Mel, I know that you help Penny put together the magazine every month. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of your favorite things that you put in there or some of the new advertisers that are in there?
Sure. You know, we have a great contest this month. We started doing Facebook contests last month, and this month we have an awesome contest where we are offering a weekend pass to the Awake and Empowered Expo that will be happening in Troy, Michigan between April 24th and the 26th. So if you like our Facebook page, between now and April 10th, if you haven't done so already, you're entering into the contest to win, and we will announce our winner on April 11th on our Facebook page and contact you through Facebook to let you know if you are, in fact, the winner. Last month, we gave away two tickets to see Deepak Chopra, who was live at the Renaissance Unity Church. I believe that was in Warren, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we got another great prize, and if you haven't liked our page, please be sure to do so because we'll keep you in the loop on all the great things that are happening, in your community that are holistic, metaphysical, spiritual in nature. So we are your resource for that. And our Facebook page will let you know about every event that's being promoted. We'll keep you on the loop. So, and if you like our page, you can gain good karma points by sharing our page on your wall. It's all appreciated, and we have fun, and these contests have been really great. So that's going on this month, and the Awaken Empowered Expo, again, is at the Met in Troy, Michigan, and it's April 24th and 26th, and it looks like it's going to be pretty awesome. You'll go focusing on holistic health, consciousness, metaphysics, energy, channeling, and mediumship and vibrations. So they're going to have prizes and panel presentations. It sounds like it's going to be really awesome. So be sure to check that out, and actually, there's an ad for them on page 5 in our magazine for the April issue.
Awesome. You guys are always advertising all the expos and the upcoming events. I love it.
Speaking of that, there is a Holistic Psychic Fair this Saturday, April 11th, and that, too, is being held in, that one's in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's the Washtenaw Community College one that actually a lot of people are going to. It's one of those, when I was at the Henry Ford Community College one, everybody was talking about it. And I know that some of our advertisers are going to be there. And some of the people who write articles on the guide are going to be there, too. So if you'd actually like to get a little bit more familiarized, I can't say that word, with some of the people who write or advertise at the guide or who are in there and you're kind of like, you know, I've been wanting to contact them but haven't had the time, then go check out the fair. I know that Wendy Powers is one of the ones that's going to be there this Saturday. So it's a great opportunity to kind of get your taste of the metaphysics and in the same sense kind of meet some of the people maybe you haven't had the time to do so.
And also awesome demonstrations, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because that is one of my favorite things about the holistic fairs that I've been attending lately. I love trying all the fun stuff.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are a little kind of wary about the admission price. I know for HFCC it was $5, and here it's $10. You know, a lot of that admission price goes to keep these festivals going. You know, they provide the tables for the vendors, and, you know, like when we went into HFCC, they had provided coffee and donuts for the vendors, and, you know, they make it a really good experience for the vendors, but they also make it a really good experience for the people. So maybe $5, $10 seems like a little high, but it pays for the space, it pays for the event. You know, it's what keeps these events going every single year. You know, people enjoy them, they want to come back, but, you know, I know a lot of the money for the HSCC one went for their holistic radio program to continue to go. Because if you know, they didn't have that, then they wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. Well, also, with that $10, I mean, on page 3 of the guide for April, it tells you everything that the festival will encompass, everything that's going to be there, everything you can learn about, experience. It certainly seems like it's well worth the $10. They got holistic health offerings that include the Amethyst Crystal Biomat.
Oh, my gosh. If you've never tried that, you have to try it.
I have. It's awesome. I think we tried it at the Unity Festival.
Yes, we did. And, oh, my God. Like, basically, you're lying on a mat filled with crystals. It doesn't get
It's hot.
Yes, it does not get any better than that.
And they put a mask over your face so you actually forget you're in a public space.
Yeah,
and
then
kind of
they put you through the meditation, too.
Oh, so awesome.
They'll put the headphones on you, and they'll let you go into the meditation, and it's like when they bring you out, you just want to be like, no, just 10 more minutes. I really wish I could bring one of those home, but they cost, like, I think she told me, like, thousands of dollars. Like, it's like $2,000 to $3,000 for a large mat. So, but they do sessions. Like, you can pay to have a session done. Oh, it is so lovely.
Yeah, it is. So they're going to have a lot of great things like that there. Anxious Consciousness, Dave Millard, he'll run your bars. And running your bars is associated with, there's 32 points on our brain that relate to different areas of our life, like love, money, relationships, work. And it's really intriguing. It's fascinating. I can't tell you much more than that, but I've experienced Access Consciousness at one of the festivals, and it was incredible for me because what I felt happening was like I expanded within myself, like I had more room in myself for me. It was crazy, but it was awesome. It was very enlightening. So I know that he does a lot of demonstrations at the festivals, and that's worth it. Definitely worth it.
The one thing I will tell you with him, because I've worked a couple of festivals where I've seen him, if you want a session with him, he's like really well known for Access Bars. He's not one of those people that are just, you know, just coming out in the community. He's been doing this for a long time, and he has a great following and a great clientele.
Right.
So if you want to try a session with him, I really suggest you get in as soon as you can, because, like, the last fair I worked with him, he was busy the whole entire time.
Yes.
And his wife was also there, and she was
Gail.
Gail. She's so nice. And she was doing sessions, too, so they were kind of, like, alternating. But I will tell you, he was busy the whole time. So if you're looking to meet him and get a session with him, get in as soon as possible because you might actually not be able to.
Right. And so Dave Miller is also an advertiser with us, and his ad is on page 20. And then he also is an author, and he wrote an article, and it's called Everything is Just an Interesting Point of View. I always enjoy reading Dave's articles. So.
Yeah, they're very empowering.
Yep. So he'll be at the festival on April 11th, too. So there's going to be some really great things there. So I hope that people take the time to check it out.
Well, now is a great time of year to go to fairs. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Spring.
Yeah, there's so many going on. But there is, I mean, it's a great time of year, especially for all of our listeners and our readers, because it's, you know, A, it's warmer, so you guys all can get out there and enjoy it. B, a lot of them are family functions, and I don't think a lot of people get that. Like, you can bring your kids to these.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun for them. My son and I went to the one on, was it HCC?
Yep, on the 21st.
Oh, my gosh, he had a blast, and he's 12, so.
Yeah, he had a reading. Was that his first reading?
Yep. And we tried different waters that were infused with minerals, and now we both drink nettle tea. And so, yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
It's very kid-friendly, so don't hesitate, you know, to check it out. So I know that's one of the major events coming up in April. And I know I was going to mention, I know that you guys are doing a lot more Facebook, I don't want to say tests. Not a test.
Contest.
There you go.
Having fun with Facebook.
I was wondering, and I just want to throw this out there. I know we did the contest for Deepak Chopra, but I'm wondering if there's anybody out there who's listening who actually went and seen him. I know I did, but I'm actually curious if anybody out there has went and seen him in the past, or you just recently went and seen him when he was here in Michigan. I'd love to hear what you thought. Because he's very inspiring. I would say if you have and you have a moment and you'd like to share your experience, please call in. Our number is 646-378-0378. And the number again is 646-378-0378. We'd love to hear how, you know, you enjoyed yourself or what you thought. Because I know I was personally there there was a group of eight of us, but we would love to hear it, especially because we gave away tickets, mm-hmm. you know, to go. So feel free to call in. So what else do we got going on?
There's tons. There's a lot. But I want to point out we have a relatively new advertiser. This is her second month, and it's Radiant Beings, and it's out in Chesterfield, Michigan. Renee Hardy is the owner of Radiant Beings, and it is a healing, a learning, and an enlightenment center, and they offer lots of different, not only treatments for healing like Reiki and far infrared sauna and reflexology and massage, but they do workshops, classes, and expos. And she does have an expo at the end of this month coming up. She does tons of expos. And the best way to look up expos that she hosts in Chesterfield, Michigan, would be to log on to her website. And her website is www.radiantbeings.net. And she's got an awesome offer in the magazine this month. It is save 10% on pretty much any service. And it's valid through May 31st. So that's pretty cool.
And I just want to mention, I actually interviewed her last month on In-Touch Interviews on the radio station. So you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and go under In-Touch Interviews. You click on Shows, go to In-Touch Interviews, and look through. I have two interviews from last month, but take a look at the one with Radiant Beings and listen to it, and you will definitely have an opportunity to get to know her. I only interviewed her for about 45 minutes. She's a hoot, but her energy is just so there. Like, you can feel it when you talk to her. And she's so laid back. And she's doing this because she wants to help people. She's not doing this, you know, for money or for ego or for any of that. She's doing this because she honestly was given a gift at a very young age. And she grew up not completely understanding it. So she took it upon herself to learn it. And now she wants to give that to other people.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I thought was really interesting when I interviewed her, is most psychics I interview or most intuitive people I interview, they will talk about how they want to help people and so forth and so on. But they always talk about helping somebody when they get a reading, right? Because most of us go to a psychic for a reading. Not a lot of psychics talk about teaching people how to use their gifts, even if it means that individual is learning the gift of what they're capable of. For example, like if I'm a medium, you know, I rarely see popular mediums going, hey, I'll teach you to become mediumistic. Like, I'll teach mm-hmm. you how to do what I do.
Sure.
You know, because some people feel like that takes away from their business. And no, she's the complete opposite. Like, she will teach you everything she knows how to do.
That's awesome.
And I just thought, oh my gosh, that is so different. That makes her unique.
That's really cool. Another way to get to know her too, she did, she is an author now, and she wrote an article for this month, and it is called Honor the Sacred. That's on page 19.
Awesome. Well, I just want to mention real quick that we have a new radio show host.
Awesome.
And I am so excited. I actually interviewed him on In Touch Interviews last month. His name is David Sherman. And I really got a chance to know him. He actually came in and interviewed in the studio here at the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide office. And after the interview, I actually sat in the office and talked to him for another 2 hours about everything that he does. He is an amazing guy, and he really, really knows his stuff. So he is going to be our new radio show host. His show is going to air the third Monday of every month at 1 p.m., and it's Keys to a Healthier Lifestyle. And he's going to be talking about healing modalities, you know, all of those modalities that we hear about, like infrared and massage and Reiki and, you know, drinking waters and you name it. He's going to talk about it. And he's going to bring in professionals who do these modalities to talk about the positives of them. But he's also going to talk about ways that they're affordable. Like, and that was one of the things that he really talked about during the interview was that most people are paying, you know, an arm and a leg for these modalities, and he wants them to be affordable for people. So he talked about his business, which he has one in Bloomfield Hills. And, you know, here, you know, an infrared session, I don't know if you've heard of this, Mel,
yeah.
But most of them go for like $40 to $60 for like a half hour. And at his place, his business, he charges $20.
Nice.
So, like, he's really into, he wants you to be healthy, and he's willing to make it so super affordable just to get you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So his show is going to be every month. His first guest and topic is Rick Ercolano, and he's actually a very well-known speaker, and he'll be on the show talking about hydration and water and the drinking water we consume. So check it out. He also publishes a monthly article in the magazine, and he's also the topic of my Up to the Mic section for this month. So every month I talk about one of our radio show hosts and what they're up to and so forth and so on to let you get to know them, and he was my Up to the Mic section too. So check that out. But we're so excited to have him, and I think that his show is just going to be a wonderful addition to radio. It's unique, you know?
Yeah, it sounds really awesome.
Yes.
So more, there's tons of events. I mean, there's a lot. Here's another one. It's on page 20, Body, Mind, Spirit Festival in Owosso, Michigan. It's May 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. and May 2nd from 1 to 4. There's going to be demonstrations. It says Gifts of Spirit, Trance, and Transfiguration Mediumship. So it says, for a love donation, enjoy angel messages, divine healings, and spiritual readings. Sounds pretty awesome. So to go to that, it's at the Spiritual Episcopal Church of Owosso. Sorry. So like I said, the ad's on page 20. Their website is www.spiritualist-church.com. And that's where you can find out more information. But also, there's more information about it right in the magazine on page 20.
Did you have a favorite article this month? I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Okay, you tell me yours first.
Okay. So I actually read through the magazine this month, and my favorite article was by Michael Abramsky. And he is also one of our advertisers as well. And he wrote an article about creating compassion.
Oh,
and I thought
cool.
It was very inspiring and very good because, once again, we just came out of another holiday, which was Easter. And, you know, it's almost like the holidays are the hardest time of year to be compassionate towards others. it's difficult. So I actually liked his article because he talks about creating compassion in a form of meditation. And I don't think most people think of creating compassion in meditation, you know, I think most people think of it as like you're on the spot, be compassionate, like
mm-hmm.
you're in the moment. And I like that he almost makes it seem like it's something that you can meditate on and you can manifest and so forth. So I really liked his article. It was on page 37 if you want to check it out. But I think it's like one of those virtues that we forget or we have to strive for, just like patience. Everybody always tells me I can't be patient. It's too hard. I think compassion, being compassionate is kind of the same way, even though it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good article to read. And what was your favorite, Melanie?
Eve Wilson, More Than a Feeling. It's about love and unconditional love and how we can act from a place of love when you're not feeling loved. And, you know, I just always, her articles always seem to resonate with me. I just love the way she writes. So, yeah, I usually tend to, I like hers a lot, pretty much monthly. And then another one that I usually end up liking the most, too, is Dave Krajovic's from Body Works Healing Center.
Mm-hmm.
So Eve's article is on page 9, along with her ad on page 8. It looks like she's got a class coming up, Living an Intuitive Spiritual Life, on April 18th. Joyful and Empowering Tools for Living. That sounds cool.
Are you talking about his article on ascending beyond the thought, beyond thought into love?
So Dave's?
Yeah.
Every month I usually love Dave's articles. So, yeah.
He does some fabulous writing, I must say. I will tell you, like,
I mean, I like everyone's articles, really, but.
Okay, so I will tell you there's two things I always go to every single month in the guide.
Okay, let's hear it.
I always go straight for the horoscopes. You know, like, I think that's, like, the one thing that I always have to read every month. And the second thing is the Rock of the Month.
I was going to ask you. It had to be the Rock of the Month.
Yes, of course, because if I – okay, so Body Works Healing Center is actually – they're the authors of Rock of the Month, and they publish it, like, every month. And I think we have somebody new actually been doing it.
She works there.
Oh, she does work there. Okay, cool. But every month they talk about a different rock or a stone or a crystal that can do something for you. And this month was Dalmatian stone. And I love that they don't do norms. Like, they don't do your average stone, like, you know, rose quartz. Like, all the ones that everybody knows, they do stones that most people don't know much about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when we actually, they actually published a article about K2 last year. And I went and got a piece of K2, and my husband knows nothing about stones. And I came home with it, and he's like, oh, my gosh, that's K2. And I'm like, how did you know that? He goes, I read it in the guide.
That's awesome.
He's like, I pulled. And I was just like, you read the guide, too? Like, I bring home articles and magazines every month, and you actually read it? That's epic.
That's great. What a supportive, awesome husband.
Yeah, so he, you know, he reads it, and I actually found that, like, all of a sudden, all these people started talking about K2 to me. And I was like, yeah, you know, I know about K2. It's because they saw it in the guide.
That's awesome.
So it's a very informative article on new stones. But I love jasper stones, and most people mistake Dalmatian stone as a jasper. So this kind of talks about what it can do for you. And it's a great stone for getting rid of negativity, but it's also a really good stone for strengthening your immune system. And I know everybody's dealing with allergies right now, and they're going to continue to come on. And Penny just made a gesture towards us that I don't understand. She's avoiding being on the radio. You know that, right? But anyways, it's great for stamina and allergies and immune system. And most people don't even realize that there's stones out there that can do that. So, and obviously you were on my show this morning when we talked about
right.
stones. So, but yeah, it's an awesome stone. But yeah, that's one of my favorite articles,
that's
I must
cool.
say.
We got a new one too, a newer one that started in January, the Gemstone of the Month, which I think is pretty cool too.
Yeah, are you writing that?
Usually I write it, but this month I did not.
And what stone of the month did they do for April?
Diamonds.
Oh, a girl's best friend.
Yeah, diamonds are a girl's best friend. And they're having a diamond event this month, too. Now, the Showroom of Elegance is located in Canton, on Canton Center Road in Canton, Michigan. So their diamond event is being advertised in the magazine on page 22. And it's where they are going to feature exclusive designer rings, jewelry, I guess they're going to probably, says, a wide selection of specially priced loose diamonds. You can update, redesign, or replace with the ring of your dreams, which sounds pretty cool.
You know that, have you ever heard the myth that diamonds are typically what a man puts on a woman's finger when they get engaged? Because diamonds have been known throughout history to be a protective stone. Kind of like quartz.
Oh, okay.
So when a man puts a diamond on your finger, it is said that he is supposed to protect you for the rest of his life.
Aww.
So So my husband went and gave me a black diamond, so I'm going to take a wild guess and say he thinks I need extra protection.
Okay, so you know what? We got some more. There's tons and tons of awesome events. This one's in May, though, but it's May 2nd. Freebo in concert. That's at the Plymouth Community Arts Council in Plymouth. And it's being brought to you by the Friends of Unity in Plymouth, Michigan. So you can find out more about that concert at www.friendsofunity.org.
Awesome. Well, we have Penny here. We're going to welcome her to the show. Hi, Penny.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Penny.
Hey,
Penny.
How's the show going?
Good. You know, we're waiting on guest Richard Weber. He was supposed to be here in the beginning of the show, but he has not called in. So we kind of just jumped into a lot of the stuff going on for April and, you know, the April guide and the April issue. I'm still hoping that he calls in and we have that chance to interview him. But by chance, if he does not, I will strive very hard to make sure that maybe I can interview him later in the day. Or maybe even tomorrow. So, but he is supposed to be on talking about his Great Lakes Astrology Conference. Do you know anything about his event, Penny?
Yeah, this is really a great experience. He has people coming in from all over the country, and they started doing this 3 years ago. From the very first one that they did, it was kind of just a blast. So they take astrology really serious, and they have really some of the best people. You know, the keynote speaker this time is Joyce Levine, and you don't have to know astrology. If you Googled her, you'd get a sense of it. But I think it's going to be a great event this year again, and it's a conference. They have a banquet. There's really a lot going on. So the best way to really know more about this event is to go ahead and go to their website at GreatLakesAstrology.com. I think, you know, they have things from last year, but they have everything that they're focusing on this year. And I know it's going to be just a fantastic event. It goes from April 9th to April 13th. So, you know, you've got plenty of, you don't have to go every day, or you can to enjoy the whole thing. So, yeah, that's Great Lakes Astrology Conference, April 9th to 13th. Visit their site at GreatLakesAstrology.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is Richard's phone number for anybody who might want to be involved or have questions that the website isn't answering or that we haven't answered here. Richard Weber, his phone number is 734-434-0804. So, yeah, that's the event, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a ton of fun. So if anybody's curious about astrology or loves it, they're going to be there, or they should be there.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he maybe thought that he was supposed to be calling in the last half of the show. I know Melanie's trying to get a hold of him for us, but he, like I said, if I can't interview him during today's show, then I hopefully will be able to set up an interview for maybe later this afternoon with him. But he should be on here talking about his event, and I'm glad that Penny talked a little bit about it because she knows more about it than I do. So thank you for that, Penny. It's appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here we are in Michigan. I bet you guys already talked about the weather. But it's cold, but it's getting better, right? There's no more snow. That's good.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like I said this morning on the air, you know, just because we're in spring doesn't mean we have spring weather yet.
Yeah, because we're in Michigan, because you never know here. For
you
sure.
Just hope-
So we're in different locations this time. And calling in, I don't know what you guys have already talked about. So,
well,
what subject are we on?
Well, we talked a lot about some of the upcoming events going on for this month. You know, Marilyn, you know more about them than I do, but we did talk about the Washtenaw Community College Fair coming up and some of the other ones. It seems like there is a lot of events going on for the month of April. You know, is there a few that maybe you know about that we might not have mentioned?
Well, you're going to an event this weekend, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I know it's not in the guide.
Yeah, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and talk about that because, you know, there's a whole holistic and spiritual community that has been getting together for years and years in Ohio, and that's happening this weekend. So, Courtney, I know that you have worked really hard to put your love and your presence into some great products and things that you'll be taking to the festival this weekend. So let's talk about that festival and your booth, you know, what you'll be doing there.
So I will be at Victory of Light both Saturday and Sunday. I believe it's 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. And this fair is actually held in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I know you can go online to get more information, Victory of Light. And I will be sharing the booth with Sherry, who actually works for the guide as well. She will be selling her stainless steel and silver, sterling silver jewelry. She hand makes a lot of things and so forth, and she'll be doing readings. And then I will also be doing readings, and I will be selling all of my handmade product. Now, I do a little bit of everything. I have candle kits that I make and I hand infuse. I make prayer bead necklaces, malas, bracelets. I actually just made one-of-a-kind skull necklaces that help you connect with spirit. So I'll be showcasing all of my products, all of my jewelry, and my candle kits. It's a great event. This will be our first time there, but it is 250-plus vendors. So this
it's amazing.
It's not your average show where you walk in and there's like 20 or 30 vendors and you kind of look through and you can go. This is actually three ballrooms. They'll actually have us split into three ballrooms. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, and, you know, people that are going to this, you know, really get a hotel room. I mean, they're pretty inexpensive. If you're going to go from Michigan to there, there's so much to see that you really want to enjoy it. So go for a day, enjoy that, rest, and go back the next day because there's really, really a lot to do. This time, I think one of the very, very cool things they're doing is they have Chief Golden Light Eagle, and he is going to talk about Native American star knowledge. So I think that that is just going to be an amazing presentation. And then, of course, they have a huge lineup of different speakers, and there's just so much to do. I think this is like one of the best shows around the country to go to. So now when they get there, Courtney, if they want to come by and pick up a copy of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and say hi to you guys, where is your booth?
When you go into the main ballroom, which is where you'll have to go to get in, we will actually be along the back wall, and we will close to the exit on the back wall. But you will be able to find us. Our booth will have the Divine Temperance banner on it and helping Hands of Light. So you can just look for us. And we'll probably also be the one booth in the whole entire show that has large and very large stacks of magazines because we're bringing a large quantity of Body, Mind, Spirit guides. So anybody down there who maybe hasn't gotten a copy or maybe if you are a vendor there and you've already ran out, we will have extra for you guys. So, and we're excited. You know, we'll have plenty of them to give out.
There you go. Now, if you want to see some of the things that Courtney will be bringing to the show, you can go to her Facebook page. And what is your Facebook page, Courtney?
It's Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield.
Yeah, that's right on Facebook. Like her while you're there. She puts up great photos. We saw her booth just recently when we were over at Henry Ford, and oh, my God, she just puts so much work. It's a beautiful booth with lots of fun stuff. And this particular, it's more than a festival. It's an expo. It's everything. It is about a 3.5-hour drive. So if you're going to go, take a friend or family member so you have company for the drive, but it's definitely worth it. And to find out more about them, it's Victory of Light. There's no S's in that. It's just victoryoflight.com. And you can see their whole lineup. They really went through a lot of work to bring the best of the best to you. So hopefully you'll be able to go and enjoy that event. And then Courtney can come back and tell us how it went. Maybe you can get some pictures while you're there, Courtney.
Oh, I intend to. See, our only goal is, you know, we're going to showcase our product and sell our product and connect with people. We're hoping that we don't come home with more than we took, you know. I mean, 250 vendors, yeah.
Yeah, Courtney, we know you, so good luck.
Well,
yeah, that's a lot of great stuff to see, so it's really hard not to shop, but you know, those things, it's like taking a little bit of spirit home with you. So, it's fun shopping. It's good shopping.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to see vendors who have, like, maybe one-of-a-kind things or who don't come out that often. So if you're really into metaphysics, holistic, and you like the one-of-a-kind things, then this is an event for you. You know, that's what you're going to see. So, check it out.
Good stuff. So have we gone over the horoscopes yet?
We mentioned them, but we were waiting for you to read it.
Okay. Well, you know, why not? If we make a mistake, we can always, I guess we'll just blame me on this one, right? We want to say happy birthday to all the Aries out there. And Aluna has created the horoscope. You can read it on our website at bodymindspiritguide.com, of course, in the printed issue, which is in 1,400 locations throughout Southeast Michigan. And we'll go ahead and read Aries right now. Aries, she says, happy birthday. You might get a raise or a big tax refund. Resist the urge to splurge until you network your budget, or rework your budget. Who wants to do that? Well, you know, you're supposed to, I guess. Even subtle changes in money habits bring immense prosperity. Relationships are also super. New connections are in sync with your spiritual goals. Present partnerships will be more fun and passionate. You could even explore tantra or sacred sexuality together. Oh, that's why you guys made me read this. Well, it sounds like Aries is going to be having a lot of fun this month. So, and you might be having fun, too. You have to go to the Spiritual Horoscopes at BodyMindSpiritGuide.com or pick up a magazine to see your horoscope for the month. And thank you, Aluna, for your beautiful hard work. So she's an amazing, amazing person. I know somebody who just got a full reading from her, and I mean, the first half hour, there's not one word that isn't exactly perfectly that person. It was just amazing. I didn't listen to the whole thing, you know, because it wasn't mine. But it was amazing, totally amazing.
Is it online?
We have dead air. That was a joke, but it wasn't a funny one, so no one laughed. No, just kidding.
Why don't we talk
about
new advertisers that we've got this month?
Okay,
right.
Let's do that.
Okay, we have Metro Family Support Counseling in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Yeah, hers is a fun ad, isn't it?
Yeah,
I hope women also look at that. If you see her ad, she has cars in her ad. What page is that on?
She's on page 32.
Yeah, so, I mean, I hope, you know, because sometimes I think if you don't, you know, put something a woman wants to look at, they're not going to look at your ads, because that's kind of how I am. But, you know, being a girl and all, that's how I do it. But she actually works with men and women. She's been in the field for years and years. She's more than just, you know, a therapist in a way. She's a teacher as well. And so I think she really has that power to affect people and help them make real great changes in their life. And hers is pretty simple. If you're unhappy, you know, do you have a problem or an issue that's preventing you from having healthy relationships, she's the girl to call.
Yes.
And that's Denise Spencer. I'm going to go ahead and give her phone number. What the heck, right? Her phone number is 586-274-4394. And we cannot wait to do a nice in-depth interview with her where you'll be able to, you know, really get the nuts and bolts of how she started on the path of helping other people and maybe learn more about what she could do for you or a friend or family member that might have relationship problems. So welcome, Denise.
Great. And I also want to add that in addition to being an advertiser this month with us and starting, you know, starting to advertise with us, she's also been a distributor of the guide for many years.
Right. Yeah. Which has been great. We have so many people that support the magazine out in the community, and we're so grateful for that because, you know, it is a free publication, so we kind of rely on people in the community to, you know, let us put their magazines there. If anybody has a business and they'd like to have the magazine dropped off, they can email us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com or give us a call at 734-513-6137. There's no cost to have the magazines dropped off. We say that it helps with foot traffic because people come every month to pick up the new issue. And we appreciate, you know, just supporting the community like that. So if you have a business, feel free to give us a call. Stacy's
awesome.
Not new with us, but she has a great offer right underneath Denise's ad where you get the essential oils.
Okay, yeah.
What do you get with that, Mel?
Okay, so it says you can go to their website. Oh, and you can register to win an essential oils package. So
yeah.
If you go to her site, you can register in a contest, it looks like, www.homelifecenter.net. And there's probably a form there that you click and fill out. Also, it looks like she's offering classes, workshops, art and drama therapy, relationship counseling, yoga, and meditation classes. Also,
yeah, she has a lot of interesting yoga stuff. It's not just your everyday yoga. So while you're there, you know, spend a little bit of time on her site. She really is an amazing woman.
Yeah, she is. She also offers one-on-one counseling sessions, too.
Right, yeah. So another new advertiser for us is Becky. And her ad is on page 34. Becky Stevens is, you know, there have been some really great medical intuitives, but only a couple have come along in my lifetime. And that's what she offers is medical, she's a medical intuitive and an energy healer. So not to be confused with a doctor, she's not giving you medical advice, but she has the intuition to sort of check in a medical way. So she's an amazingly gifted woman, and she has some effective options for healing and wellness, and probably too many to, you know, sort of say here. But I'm sure we'll, you know, get to know her a little bit better through articles and, you know, perhaps even a radio show. But you can check her out on her website at Becky Stevens HolisticAlternatives.com.
Right. And did you say her ad was on page 34?
Yes.
Okay. We also have Catherine Kusiemba. She's in Plymouth, Michigan. She's a new advertiser. She's located in our professional directory, literally right above Metro Family Support Counseling on page 32. She specializes in helping with women's issues, emotional disturbance. She does couples counseling, and she works with depression, anxiety, and relationship issues. Her website is www.PlymouthMichiganTherapist.com. It's actually PlymouthMiTherapist.com. So her ad is beautiful, and it says, discover inner peace and personal truth, and she uses a body-mind-spirit approach.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love, one, that we have a place for people to find out. You know, if you need professional help, sometimes going to the medical field, it's very difficult to explain, you know, what's happening with you, because they often just speak in those medical, physical terms. But, you know, as with her and many others that come in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, they have that more rounded approach. So, you know, it doesn't sound crazy if you go in and say, I'm really disturbed about a dream that I had. You know, they get that, you know, spirit can talk and talk to you in your dreams, and that that's a part of the communication that's happening within an individual. So I really love that these professionals are coming forth in a more holistic and rounded way. And we're really grateful to be able to represent them and present their work so that those who need help, you know, can find somebody who has that rounded approach. So.
Beautiful. Yes, absolutely.
Melanie's hitting me.
She is? Because she wants you to start talking, Courtney. What's happening over at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio?
Well, I talked a little bit about David Sherman and that he's our new radio host. One of the things I do want to mention also about radio is, and I know I've talked to her before about this show, but Valerie Wilson, she does our Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale show every month. But she rarely has a guest on her show. And this month, her show is actually April 2nd, but you can listen to it in archive. She had the wonderful Melissa Robinson on her show. And Melissa works for The Brinery, which is not only a statewide company, but they're actually branching out. And they work with wholesome and organic food, and she was on there talking about their tempeh, which is a wonderful vegan alternative to meat. So, and it's completely natural. So I just wanted to mention her show because, like I said, she rarely has a guest, but Melissa was wonderful. She explained a lot of what the Brinery does. And a lot of the Brinery products, if you go to your local health food store or Zerbo's and so forth, you're going to see them on the shelves. So definitely take a look at that that show. I keep wanting to say interview.
It's the show, Macro Vale.
Yes, it's Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale. It aired April 2nd, but you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on shows. When you go under Healthy Cooking with Macro Vale and you hit all episodes, it's going to be the first episode up at the top. So you can listen to that.
Beautiful.
And I actually think next month she's going to have an interesting topic too, because we got on this subject towards the end of the show. A little bit about gallbladder-related issues. So if you're going to have any, if you have any gallbladder-related issues or dietary issues revolving around that, you might want to listen to some of the advice she gave at the end of the show. But I wouldn't be surprised if in the future she doesn't do a show about that. So definitely,
it's amazing how she really links food to the events that are happening in your body. Some of the stuff I don't even want to know, but after I listen, I have a greater understanding. It makes it just easier for me to just make some adjustments in my diet. So she's really powerful. Her knowledge is really vast. So I'm grateful that she's bringing on guests now, too. That just makes it all more exciting.
Yes.
Very
did
cool.
You want to talk a little bit about Lisa Berry and her special guest that will be on her show tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, she is so excited about this guest. It took her, you know, up to a year to actually get him as a guest. This is a really, really busy guy. And so she is going to be doing the show. It is tomorrow at, is it at 10 a.m.?
It will be airing at 10 a.m.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know his last name, but it's David and then it's J.I., and he is internationally recognized as a meditation expert and stress management counselor. And he does corporate trainings, and he's the author of an award-winning Secrets of Meditation, a practical guide to inner peace and personal transformation. And he created a 21-day meditation challenge. And his voice can be heard on over 300 guided meditations, including his best-selling CD, which is called Fill What Is Empty, Empty What Is Full. Even that alone just lets you know that when you get in meditation, that's what happens. There's parts of you that feel empty and you can fill those up, and there's parts that are just full, too full, and you can, you know, release those as well. So that's his latest release. And the critically acclaimed Ayurvedic opera Journey to Infinity, and that has sound healers, which are called Sacred Fire. So that's going to be an incredible, incredible interview. And I don't know if they'll be playing any of his meditations or CDs, but I know Lisa Berry will make it exciting and ask questions that will be compelling. So I'm excited about the interview. Hopefully you'll join us. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. And you can listen by going to bodymindspiritradio.com.
Yeah, one of the cool things that most people don't know about him is that he actually apprenticed apprenticed under Drs. Deepak Chopra and David Simon. And he actually...
Oh, I really did not know that.
Yeah, he actually worked with the Chopra Center. So,
okay.
And so he helped train more than 200,000 people to meditate. And
oh,
he helped certify over 1,000 meditation teachers.
Wow.
So, I think that's where he kind of gets, that's why he's so busy.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, you think that a person in their 20s or their 30s or even their 40s, they have the energy to do that kind of stuff. This guy, he's a little over that mark. But, you know, he's filled with energy because, obviously, he's been paying attention to his own secrets of meditation and using his own guide to inner peace and personal transformation. So, you know, it's like he's got the wisdom of the ages, and he is an older gentleman, but he's young. He is so youthful. So it's inspiring to listen to someone like this, and you walk away taking on some of that energy, you know, really being revitalized. So that's the gift of having Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and incredible guests like this. So we want to thank Lisa Berry for scouting him out and, you know, working with his schedule and making that happen. And Courtney, too, who made big adjustments in the schedule to make sure that we could fit him in. And we're looking forward to that interview tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yeah, big thanks for Lisa Berry. You know, she worked hard to get this interview. And she actually contacted me Friday night and told me she still hadn't heard a confirmation. And me and her actually stayed in contact all Easter weekend because she was waiting for this gentleman to confirm an interview. And she found out, I think it was like late Saturday, early Sunday that he confirmed. And then yesterday she got another confirmation. So, I mean, she worked through her Easter holiday weekend to make sure she would get this interview. So, and she was so excited and thrilled. So good job. I mean, a shout out really goes out to her because she worked hard. And I know she was just so thrilled about this. So good for her.
Absolutely. And some people don't know, Lisa Berry has actually interviewed presidents of the United States of America. So she is a professional interviewer. She works in real-time radio for years and years before launching her show on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And so she has not even worked that hard to interview a president before. So this was really something. But he's a popular guy. So please listen in to the show tomorrow at 10 a.m., bodymindspiritradio.com. And
yes.
Listen, we really need more for this show. So for those of you listening out there, we would love to bring you on the show. We really want to hear what you have to think, what you think and feel and have to say about the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide website, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide printed magazine, and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So please connect with us. You can talk with all of us in email, either at info@bodymindspiritguide.com or directly with Courtney at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. Or call us up at 734-513-6137.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. And if you're interested in having your own radio show or you would like to be interviewed on one of our radio shows, please feel free to contact me. I know that there's a lot of you guys out there in the community who own your own businesses, you know, offer your own services or products. And we would love to work with you to get the word out there to help you grow your own clientele base and help you connect to the community. So feel free to contact me if you're interested in being on the radio yourself.
Absolutely. So, you know, you do a lot of interviews, and those are all in a separate location on the website, right? That's In Touch Interviews?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes,
I
try to do.
Well, what I was going to say is I try to do interviews, you know, more than several times a year. I would actually love to be doing interviews monthly, and that's actually one of my goals is to start doing them monthly. But In Touch Interviews gives you a great opportunity to get to know not only our radio show hosts, but also our advertisers, our writers. We also have book authors that come on and talk about their books. So you can dig through there and find some amazing interviews about people in the community. And it gives you a great and wonderful opportunity to get to know them. I personally try to keep the interviews very laid back and fun. So that way you can really get to know that person's personality and what they're all about. So, yes, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com and you can click on the shows tab. And you can click on In Touch Interviews. I can tell you it'll be on the second page. And when you click on all episodes, it'll bring up all the episodes of In Touch Interviews. And, you know, dig through there. There might be the perfect interview that you've been looking for, maybe on a book about mediumship or maybe about healing modalities or maybe somebody who offers, you know, psychic readings. So it gives you a great opportunity to check those out and check out those people.
Perfect.
Well, is there anything else either one of you guys would like to mention about the April magazine? I feel like I'm always putting you guys on spot.
I think that it was a mistake for me to be absent the first part because I don't know what we already mentioned. But we always put the top three articles that are chosen by a few different people kind of voting in. So the top three articles, Living Healthy Longer, Creating Compassion, and Expanding the Law of Attraction. Those we picked as our top three. We'd love to hear what you think of those. And if you'd like to read them, pick up a copy of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide or download the digital issue from our website, bodymindspiritguide.com. And thanks for listening.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Hey, wait, what about our contest? Did we mention that?
We talked about the contest, of course. Yes. That was the first thing we talked about. Yeah, we got that
okay,
out there.
Okay, well, let's do it again in that if you haven't already liked us, please go over and do it. If you've already liked us, please share. Share our ad. You'll see Melanie put up April contest on our Facebook, and so you can just share that with your people and, you know, maybe win the tickets. You know, even if you liked us in the past, you're still in that contest. So please share that with others, and hopefully you like the contest we're doing, and we'll be working on getting more great things that we can give you for free.
Yes, and I want to mention this real quickly because me and Penny talked about this. If you go to bodymindspiritguide.com and you read some of the articles on the webpage, please five-star them and leave some feedback so we know how you like the articles. I know all of our writers would love to hear what your opinion is on their articles. You know, did you like it? What did you like about it? Would you like to hear more about it? So definitely go to the website and read the articles. You know, rate them. We want to hear from you guys. You know,
that's a good point. We have that ability on our website now where you can rate them anywhere from 1 to 5 stars, and you can also leave your comments. And those comments, we'll be reading those comments, and they also are sent directly to the author. So sometimes, you know, you read something and something wasn't a little clear, or sometimes you even disagree, or sometimes you have, you know, something special to add to the perspective. So the comments is a great way for you to do that. So, yeah. Thank you, Courtney, for adding that.
not a problem. And I know that some of the articles that don't make it in the guide because we just have so much content do make it onto the website, so you can look through there too. But yeah, go on there and rate them. All of our writers would love to hear from you. I know we're down to the last 30 seconds, so if you would like to contact Mel about any marketing, you can email her at marketing@bodymindspiritguide.com. Radio, you can email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, and you can email Penny directly at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. And we want to thank you for listening and wish you a wonderful, happy rest of April. Stay warm, get out there and enjoy the sunshine, and until next time. Bye.
Thank you.
So whenever you're done.